Good evening. Welcome to the Unalaska City Council meeting, May 11th. This time I'll turn it over to City Clerk to read our announcements on council meetings and Board of Equalization agenda.
Good evening, folks. So tonight's meeting was, we noticed it for both the regular meeting and the Board of Equalization, which convenes to hear property tax appeals. And we did receive 16 real property tax appeals this year, but all of them were settled by the assessor to the satisfaction of the property owners. So there's no need to convene the Board of Equalization, and we'll move directly into the regular City Council agenda. As to public comment, the Mayor and Council value and encourage comment, community input at meetings of the City Council. And there's a time limit of 3 minutes per person per topic. Options for public comment include joining us in person here at the meeting in council chambers. You can also join by telephone or Zoom. And you just need to notify me if you'd like to provide comment if you're on the phone or Zoom. Zoom features, including chat and raise your hand, will get a message to me for that. If you're on the phone only, hit *9, and that will effectively raise your hand and let me know that you want to provide comment. For future meetings, you can also notify me during regular business hours in advance of the meeting to let me know that you have comment, and you can also submit written comments. And I need to get those up to an hour before the meeting, just so that I am aware that you have submitted some written comments. And that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we'll call the meeting to order at 6:02. And ask for a roll call, please.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Mr. Gregory?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson?
Here.
Mr. Robinson?
Present.
Mr. Tungle?
Here.
And Mr. Tudyakov?
Here. We do have a quorum, all members present. This time, please join me in asking Councilman Robinson to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thank you, Councilman Robinson.
At this time, I'd like a motion to adopt the agenda. May I have a motion and a second?
Move to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Tungle. May I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Bell.
Can we have a discussion on it first? There's one error in there, and I was trying to find it.
What?
There's one error on the minutes.
We're on the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've jumped in the gun.
All right, back to a roll call vote on the motion to adopt
on
the agenda.
Move to adopt the agenda, yes, please.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
And Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Vote was 6-0 in favor of adopting the agenda. At this time, I'll move on to item number 5, mayoral proclamations. First item is the Municipal Clerks Week, proclamation in recognition of the Municipal Clerks Week. Whereas the office of the municipal clerk, a time-honored and vital part of local government, exists throughout the world, and whereas the office of the municipal clerk is the oldest among public servants, and whereas the office of the municipal clerk provides a professional link between the citizens, the local governing body, and the agencies of the government at other levels, has pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality, impartiality, rendering equal service to all, And whereas the municipal clerk serves as the information center or functions of local government and community. And whereas the municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of the affairs of the office of the municipal clerk through participation in education programs, seminars, workshops, and the annual meetings of their state, provincial, county, and international professional organizations. And whereas it is most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the office of the municipal clerk. Now, therefore, I, Vincent M. Tudikoff, Mayor, City of Unalaska, hereby recognizes the week of May 2nd through May 8th as Municipal Clerks Week. Further extended appreciation to our municipal clerk, Marjorie Beter, to Deputy Clerk Roxanne Winters, to the clerk's administrative assistant, Escalarn Magadong, and to all the municipal clerks for the vital service they perform and their exemplary dedication to the communities they represent. Hey. Thank you very much for what you do, clerks. We're a week behind, but we still appreciate your hard work and dedication. Our next item is a second proclamation for the Public Service Recognition Week. Recognition of Public Service Recognition Week is in honor of the millions of public employees at the federal, state, county, borough, and city levels. Whereas the Americans are served every single day by public servants at the federal, state, county, borough, and city levels, these unsung heroes do the work that keeps our nation and our communities working. And whereas the public employees take not only jobs, but take oaths and offer their dedication. And whereas many public servants, including police officers, communication officers, firefighters, harbor officers, healthcare professionals, and others protect the community and risk their lives each day in the service to the people of the United States around the world. And whereas the public servants include teachers, librarians, clerks, administrators, project managers and program coordinators, planners and engineers, technicians and mechanics, and countless other occupations. Day in and day out, they provide the diverse services demanded by the American people of their government with efficiency and integrity. And whereas without these public servants at every level, continuity would be impossible in all Democrats, a democracy that regularly changes its leaders and elected officials. Now, therefore, I, Vincent M. Tudikoff, Mayor, City of Unalaska, hereby recognize the week of May 2nd through May 8th, 2021, as a Public Service Recognition Week. All citizens are encouraged to recognize the accomplishments and the contributions of government employees at all levels. Thank you very much, Public Service. Thank you, guys. All right. Next item is the approval of the minutes of the previous meetings, April 26th and April 27th.
I'll make a motion to adopt the meetings minutes of April 26th and April 27th.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Coleman, and we have corrections now.
Thank you. Now I think I'm on the right page with everyone. Page 8 of the council packet. Let me get there. I was just there a minute ago. The vote on the last resolution. The only error on there is where it says the motion failed, and it was a vote of 4-2. There was only five people voting.
I've got that up on the screen.
This motion failed 4-2, where there was only 5 people voting.
Oh, gotcha.
Just minor error.
Are you going to pose a motion to amend? You might want to use your mic.
Missed the button. I'll make a motion to amend. Those are the April 27th minutes. 26th. April 26th minutes. To correct the motion failed line on page 8, 3 to 2, or from 4 to 3. Excuse me.
Second.
Been moved and second to make correction to the April 26th minutes where the mentions on the final motion mentioned 4-2. Now should be reading 3-2. Okay. All those roll call.
Mr. Tumble?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Aye.
Yes.
And Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Okay, so that was the motion to amend.
Motion to amend has passed. Been approved 6-0 in favor of the amendment. Any further changes to the minutes? Hearing none, I'll call a roll call vote on the amended minutes and also the regular minutes of the 27th.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
And Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
The minutes of the previous meetings of April 26th and 27th has been approved on a vote of 6-0 in favor of approving. Item number 7 is the city manager's report. I'll turn it over to the city manager.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. I do not have anything further to add. The manager's report is in your packet. I'm happy to try to answer any questions that you might have.
Councilman Tungle?
Yeah, so we might have a fireworks for the July 4th. That's the plan. And so if we do that, we won't have enough to do the New Year's Eve, right? The money is not enough to do both.
Right. So that's a good question. Yes. So good news is we're working for, we're moving forward for an Independence Day celebration with fireworks. The challenge that we'll have to figure out is there's only enough funds in council's budget based on the bids that we got for this show for one show a year. Likely the funding for this show will come from this current fiscal year. The New Year show, council will have to consider if it wants to. So I would assume then that the dollar amount that you have budgeted would really just cover one show for the fiscal year moving forward then. So then council would need to decide if you want to proceed with a show on New Year's Eve or the following 4th of July of 22. So we've got some time to decide that or a budget amendment, I suppose, but...
Fireworks, no fun in the daylight. It's always nice to have those people gather up in on the side of the beach and having the bonfire and enjoying themselves. It's always nice to see that people get together and enjoy the celebration that we used to have in here. So I love the fireworks.
Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. A couple of quick project updates. If you can give me a quick summary on the wind study and where we are on the library.
So we have, I can take a stab at it, and I can also turn it over to Tom to answer any questions. We do have penciled in a regular every 6 month review of capital projects presentation to council, and that's slated for June. So just so you're aware there. So the wind study, I'm not sure of. Dan, Bob is there. So, Bob can speak to the wind study. I can give a little bit of an update to the library. Just a little bit, you know. And so right now, as council recalls, we stopped the contract that we had entered into. So those funds have, you know, so we've got that project just kind of standing there. We are trying to put together a plan of what it might look like if it were to be designed to actually fit the original budget that was associated with the library project, and then would be hoping to bring that forward for council to consider.
So that would be something for next year?
Correct.
Construction year?
Possibly. I think it's more looking at redesign at this point. And then,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Bob, I don't know if you can chime in a little bit on the wind study.
Yeah, on the wind study, we have taken down the tower on Hog Island. It's been lowered, but it hasn't been removed yet, and that will be done shortly and weather dependent. Also, the appropriate manpower. Pyramid will also be taken down probably in the next 2-3 weeks. Same thing. All the data has been done. We are we put in a grant application for around $140,000 from the state to do a feasibility study. That hopefully we will know that by the end of July. That's when the legislature, whenever they get done, we don't really know. If we get that approval, then the final wind resource assessment, it could be written right now, but we thought we would wait until to get it written to draft it, depending on if we get the grant or not. If we don't get the grant, we can hopefully incorporate some of the elements of the feasibility study into the final resource assessment. That makes sense.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question on a follow-up. Did you end up getting more data than it is because of the extension of it?
Yes, we got 3 winter seasons of wind data, which is
right. And so did two.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, thank you. So that's was helpful. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any further questions for the city manager on her report, Councilman Bell?
I was just going to ask if there's been any more contact or update with the state as far as the master plan on the airport.
No further update. We were able, as you are well aware, we had our virtual lobby trip last Thursday. Time flies. And part of that was with the commissioner of DOT. And so we were able to briefly talk about that master plan and some of our concerns of actually looking forward and considering some growth there. But other than that, no, have not gotten any other update.
Do they have any time frame on when they're in the next couple of months or so when they're going to have either?
No, the last I heard was they were going to be updating their timeline, and I have not gotten an update on their updated timeline.
All right, thank you very much.
Hearing no further questions for the city manager on her report, I'll move on to the next item. Item 8, community input and announcements. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. There will be another opportunity for comment near the end of the meeting. Does anyone present wish to speak in the chambers?
Yes.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. It's nice being with y'all tonight. Yeah. Thank you. We are in the last week of our community cleanup. I want to thank all the community that's participated this far. We are going to have a very successful community cleanup. And so we have another week left. Please come to PCR, get your bags. Let's make this community, let's get it all cleaned up. Summer's coming, and it's just, we need to get the junk out of the way and enjoy our pretty beaches. So please please do that this week. The next thing I want to talk to you about is that, as you all know, every year we work with the school to put on a field day. It's kind of the last day of school, and we have a lot of events and things for the kids. Because of COVID and because of different things that are going on with some regulations, we're unable to have the one-day event, but we are going to have 4 days of individual fun for kids into different grades. And this year, we're going to include 3 extra grade levels so the kids can have some time. We want the kids to be outside. We want them to enjoy our beautiful island. But as you know, COVID's been a deterrent to all that. And so we also have a virtual field day that was sent out in packets for the parents, but we are going to have a in-person field day. We're going to call it the Hershey Track and Field Day, and it'll be by pods from as a school in their with their protocols. And the last item I have is that I want you all to start preparing now, because we're going to have a 2-mile race. It's called the Solstice Run. Now, if you started right now, you could make the 2 miles. I'm just saying. Now's the time to do it. So it'll be on June 20th at 7 p.m. That's a Sunday. So it's a great day to go out, prepare now, and have a good time with us as we start our season of fun and runs. Thank you, Mayor and Council.
Okay, thank you. Looking forward to that. I'll start practicing now. Okay. Any further other announcements? City Clerk, do we have any written comments or telephone Zooms?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to item 9. Next is a community comment and agenda items. This is time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding our items on the agenda. If they don't want to wait until the item comes up at the regular agenda time, to comment later during the regular agenda, sign up with the city clerk. Does anyone present wish to speak? City clerk, do we have any written comments or telephone or Zoom?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Next up is a public hearing on Ordinance 2021-09, creating a budget amendment number 7 to fiscal year 2021 budget, appropriating an additional $300,000 from the Water Proprietary Fund for the Pyramid WTP Chlorine Update Projects. Public hearing is now open. Does anyone present wish to speak? City Clerk, do we have any written comments or a telephone Zoom?
No, I don't.
The public hearing is now closed. Move on to item number 11. We're now on the regular agenda. First up is the second reading of Ordinance 2021-09, creating a budget amendment number 7 to the fiscal year 2021 budget, appropriating an additional $300,000 from the Water Proprietary Fund for the Pyramid WTP Chlorine Upgrade Project. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt Ordinance 2021?
I'll move to adopt 09. Resolution 20 or Ordinance number 2021-09.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Bell. I'll turn it over to the city manager for introductions.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. This is the second time that Council has seen this ordinance. Staff reviewed this concept with Council on April 12th as part of the CMMP presentation. If we get a jump start on this project with this budget amendment, we have a chance for some cost savings. The CMMP that Council recently approved has been reduced by $300,000 to match this budget amendment in FY21. And the budget ordinance that's before you tonight for FY22 has been reduced as well by $300,000. Any additional savings that we're hoping to realize will be recognized in FY22. Staff recommends approval.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll go through the council for discussion. I'll call Councilman Tungle first.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, the cost saving, as we discussed on the last time we talked about this, I think, yeah, this is a good idea, and I will be in full support of this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'll call on Councilman Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am in support of this this ordinance. I think this is a very good project to get rid of the gaseous chlorine and, you know, save some money and make it much safer. So I am in favor of this ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Next, I've got Councilman Bell.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. I don't have any questions or comments.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Robinson.
Thank you. No questions.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I will be in support of this ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Has public comment, City Clerk, has anyone signed up to speak?
No, sir.
Thank you. At this time, I'll call for a roll call on Ordinance 2021-09.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
And Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
On a vote of 6-0 in favor of the resolution, Ordinance 2021-09 has been approved. Our next item is Resolution 2021-28, Continuing Measures to Protect Public Health. May I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2021-28?
Move to adopt Resolution 2021-28.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Tungle. I'll turn it over to City Manager for a review.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. Currently, the city remains at the medium risk level, so this resolution before you this evening has no changes to it since the previous meetings. The resolution itself is set to expire on May 26th and will be revisited by City Council on May 25th at your regular meeting. I think we talked about this a little bit at the previous meeting, and I think I've referenced it in my manager's report, but at this point we're going to continue seeing and monitoring how May goes, and Council might then start to consider stepping down some of the community-wide protective measures as we enter into June and kind of start stepping down as we get into the summer months. So at that point, we would rely more heavily on businesses and industry to set their own standards and individuals to make personal choices on how best to meet their comfort levels and their health needs and conditions. So with all that being said, I wanted to recommend approval.
Thank you, City Manager. At this time, I'll call on council members for a discussion, and I'll call Councilman Bell.
I'm gonna be in support of the ordinance as written. However, I'm kind of sitting here on the fence as far as the mask mandate and where we go with that. I think it's probably just a touch early to change that to a recommendation. But looking at what's, along with what the city manager said, looking when we look at May's numbers and what has transpired in May, and if we have any more cases in town, I think the next council meeting might be a good time to look at that. As far as the travel quarantine, we're gonna go into B season here, and we're gonna get an influx of people in here, and I'm still in favor of keeping that quarantine for non-vaccinated persons in place, at least until through June. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Next, I'll call Councilman Tungle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be in full support of this. I agree. We still have the busy season coming up, and this is the time to see what kind of effect it's going to happen after a lot of people travel out of state and coming back in here. And at this summer, too, we got a lot of contract workers that are coming from out of state. So I think our mandate is still holding up pretty good. And I think we're doing a great job of it. We're not getting any kind of positive breakthrough in our community. So we must be doing something right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungo. Next, I've got Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. And again, thanks to all the folks in Unalaska that participated in these stringent measures that the council has put in place. Nobody in this community wants to be, would have to, like, wanting to wear a mask or socially distance is against our culture. We're a huggy feely type culture, and but I thank for the people that participated in this, and then I thank them I continue to thank them to participate in this. It is very clear that the measures we took have helped us avoid any further shutdowns of our processing industry, our fishing industry. Everybody relies on that. 100% of the people that work in this community rely on the fishing industry to be alive and healthy. And again, thank you everybody for participation.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next, I've got Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. Yes, I would be. I'm looking forward to the day then we can kind of start stepping this down. But like it's been said earlier, I'm kind of concerned about the influx of people that we get during bee season. And so take that as it is. I mean, obviously we got things pretty much standard for what we've got right now. But I mean, so as you propose things, that please keep that on your radar, because as I know the season went late, a season, a lot of people, but they're heading out and they're going to come back, and it's just not processors, but all support too. I know processors are doing a lot to either keep people in or to make sure they're safe when they're in their travels, but there's also support too, that may not have as stringent as requirements as say the processors might. So please keep that in mind, and as you propose that in these changes, that influx might bring some changes, unwanted changes. So again, yes, thank you for the community for stepping up, doing what we need to do, getting the vaccines. Those who are comfortable doing that, I think it's really gone a long ways to being able to resolve this problem we got. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Next, we've got Councilman Nicholson.
I will be in full support of this resolution as written. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. I've got next, Councilman Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm in full support of the resolution. I think it's we shouldn't be thinking about lowering our guard just quite yet. We still got to maintain our vigilance to keep our community safe. So, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. As in regards to some of the comments of the council, I agree with everyone that I know it's time has been hard, and as Councilman Robinson said, it's been rough on everybody, but I believe what this council has done this last year and with management and the EOC decisions that were made, that we continue to monitor through May, and we see where we are by the 1st of June, and we make it through the season, this upcoming season, without any major outbreaks, then we'll be happy. So with that, are there any public comments, City Clerk, signed up to speak?
No one signed up to speak.
Okay, thank you. Let's call, at this time, I'll request a roll call vote on Resolution 2021-28.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
And Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Thank you. On a vote of yes, six yeses and zero nays, Resolution 2021-28 has passed. Our next item is Resolution 2021-29, certifying the 2021 real and personal property tax rolls. May I have a motion and a second to adopt?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2021-29, noting that we have a corrected version as opposed to what went out into the public.
Second.
Been moved by Councilman Robinson and seconded by Councilman Tungle. As noted, we have a corrected property tax roll, real and personal property tax roll. Moved and seconded by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Tungo. I'll turn it over to City Manager.
And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our City Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. So each year, Council certifies the tax roll as required by code. And this is typically done following the Board of Equalization, which convenes to hear appeals of assessed values of real property. This year, we received 16 appeals, all of which were settled by the assessor to the satisfaction of the property owners. Therefore, there was no need to convene the Board of Equalization this evening. I provided further information in my memo, which was included in your packet, explaining how we arrive at assessed values, both for real property and business personal property. The Clerk's Department and our contract assessor and a vendor have been working to convert our paper property cards to an electronic system. And the assessor utilized this electronic system for this year's assessment work and tax roll. Unfortunately, an incorrect report was provided from which I extracted the values when I first prepared Resolution 29. So you'll see on the screen and also on Zoom that I have we made those corrections today when we found the error. And the red amounts there for the total taxable amount of the real property, that needs to be amended as well, you know, because that's changed, the total will change as well. We just had an incorrect report dealing with adjustments to real property based on exemptions and possessory interests and such. So I do suggest that Council move to amend Resolution 29 to make those corrections. And I up on the screen, you'll see a suggested motion language. And Our contract assessor is Appraisal Company of Alaska, and they supplied you a written report as well, which I emailed to you earlier today. And also Martins Onskalis from Appraisal Company of Alaska has joined the meeting by Zoom. So if you have any questions of our contract assessor, he is available. And again, his name is Martins. With the suggested amendment, we do recommend approval.
Thank you, City Clerk. This time I'll take a motion.
Will make a motion to amend Resolution 2021-29 to changing the total taxable real property value from $462,227,563 to $458,306,400, and the total taxable value of the property from $722,092,101 to $718,170,938.
Second.
Been moved by Councilman Robinson to amend Resolution 2021-29 and seconded by Councilman Tungo. This time I'll. Is there any discussion? I'll call the roll. Councilman Robinson.
Yes, just thank you. For those that are on the phone or listening on TV, there was an error in the amount, so it's actually a reduction as to what went out in the council packet. Thank you.
Hearing no further discussion on the amendment, I'll call for a roll call on the amendment.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
And Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 6 yes, 0 nays, amendment is on Resolution 2021-29 has been approved. Back to the main resolution for further discussion. Is there a desire to city manager to have the appraiser or whoever it is? It's online. Any questions for council go ahead, Councilman Bell.
Get close to your mic, please.
Over the last few weeks, you know, I've been talking to people about the rate studies and everything. And the one thing that there's two things that keep coming up. Everyone keeps talking about mask mandates. But the other thing they're talking about is the increase in value in property assessments. I think what would be helpful would be at least a brief explanation of how the assessment or the assessment process happens, and where the values are drawn from. And it goes to public trust is where I'm going with this, is people trusting that the assessed value is based on some hard numbers and knowing what those hard numbers are or knowing what the formula is to get there. There's not really a whole lot to say as far as, you know, when you get your property assessed. There is an appeal process. I think an understanding of the process to build a little bit of trust in the process, and a brief explanation of the going to the electronic files and exactly that means.
Sure. First, I'll just give a real brief explanation, and then I will ask Martins to address that as well. So Alaska statutes and our own code of ordinances provide that the assessor is to assess property at its full and true value as of January 1st of the assessment year. And the full and true value is the estimated price that the property would bring in an open market and under the then prevailing market conditions in a sale between a willing seller and a willing buyer, who are both conversant with the property and the prevailing general price levels. And like I said, we retain a professional contract assessor, Appraisal Company of Alaska. And again, Martin's on Scolis is on the phone, and I will let him talk a little bit more about the process that our assessors go through in assessing real property. So Martins, would you like to respond to that, please?
Yes, thank you for your question. That's a great question. So what we do every year is we are twice or three times a year in Alaska. And that usually happens in fall when we perform our field inspections. And field inspections include, first of all, just driving around and just picking up and seeing has there been any changes or if there's any construction going on. And then we would do our inspection for building permits, whether there's been some buildings removed or there's, again, some construction going on that has not had a building permit. Just general field inspection where we just drive and review our files. And then every spring, we do our sales ratio study. And sales ratio study means that we have received and the sales of the properties has been sold in the current year. And then we compare those sales prices with our assessment values. So let's say, as to the clerical dimension, that we have to assess everything at full and true value, which is 100%. And the state of Alaska, there's no law that says or limits us by how much we can increase the property values. So every year we perform our study, and let's say we have our sales ratios are saying that we are at, for example, 90% of full and true value. So for the next year, we will make an increase for 5%, so we are closer to the 100%, and we also don't want to make too big of a jump. So that's when public really doesn't like that, when we are making those big increases every year. But again, the tough part in place, especially in all the remote places in Alaska, is that there are just very few sales every year, and we have to have more than 3 or 4 or 5 sales justify our value changes. So that's why sometimes we would wait maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years, and then we would make in 1 year bigger jump, because then we can see some sort of trend that the values are actually increasing. And for past 7 or 8 years, we have seen average value increase for properties every year between 2 and 3%. And I hope that answers the question why we saw the value increase this year, because our sales ratios indicated last year that we were a little bit below full and true value. And to answer the second question about, we had a big change this year when we finally moved from paper cards, which we've been using for past, I think, 34 years. We moved to MARS, and MARS stands for Municipal Assessment Review System. So all the data gets transferred into the computer, which will allow us to be more efficient and to be more consistent in valuation. And also for the city, it will be easier to transfer all the data into their accounting system instead of spending a couple of weeks doing all the changes. Now it's just a couple of clicks away. And that's kind of a brief answer. And if you have any other questions, I'm happy to answer them.
I'd also like to add a couple of comments about the advantage of switching to this electronic property card system. We don't have it fully available here yet. We haven't transferred the database to Unalaska, but the reporting is going to be so much slicker out of it. Reporting out of Munis was cumbersome and difficult, and we couldn't really get the information that we wanted in the way that we wanted it. Also, each year in the past, when we had the paper system, the assessor would come out here and hand write on every single property that was that there was a change. He would hand write the new values on the property card, and then the staff in the clerk's department would have to look at that property card, pull up the record in our billing software, and hand input the changes. And, you know, they would take pictures of the property and print them out and cut them out and tape them in the file. It was just a, you know, it was an old-fashioned paper system. That's now all within the MARS CAMA program, and it's computer-aided mass assessment also. So our assessor, because the assessor doesn't go out and do an appraisal of each property. It's mass assessment, you know, by categories, like all residential property in an area or all commercial property in an area, that sort of thing. And they can do changes and updates across a whole category of property at the same time, rather than handling the paper file for each and every parcel. And in the future, we also hope to get, if it works, get a portal on that on our city website so people can go look at their own property records. But it's going to be save us so much time and, data inputting errors and the reporting and just being able to get to the data quickly. We're not going to have to scan those paper property cards and to email them to people when they want information about their property. We can just send it to them quickly electronically. It's a great system so far. It's going great. It's not completely done, but we're very pleased so far. And it was designed specifically for small taxing jurisdictions in Alaska. So we're pretty pleased with it so far.
Councilman Pell?
Yeah, I can just follow up a little bit. I'll use myself as an example, where over the last 3-4 years, there's either the house value or the land value has gone up from anywhere from 10% to 40% in all those assessments. With going to electronic files, will that give the assessor better coverage of the city to not miss properties so that you don't get these large increases? Someone doesn't get an increase and then a couple years later, oh, we missed that one. Now you get a 40% increase in land values.
I believe the answer to that is yes, but Martins, I'll let you speak to that a little more closely since you're actually the assessor.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, we already used it this year when we raised a couple land values for downtown properties, which that's why some of the downtown property owners, they did see a larger increase in their values and their neighbors did not see that because it's not easy to value everything consistently. We're trying and doing our best job, and we have paper cards, but there's 930 properties, and there's a chance that we might miss something. But now we did correct already that for this year, so that's why, especially downtown, a couple of property owners, they did see a larger increase, and we applied the same valuation model for Haystack Hill properties. Which again, some of the properties are not valued consistently, and now all that is fixed, and we actually had one appeal from the Upper Haystack Drive, and regarding the land values, because she was upset that the land values went up more than they've been going up for the past 2 years, actually they went up for her, and so that's one of the reasons why the system works so well, because now we have everything on the computer. We can use also GIS mapping. And yes, I agree. So from now on, everything will be more consistent, and it will be easier for us to review and make sure that everybody are assessed equally.
And then one more question here. Some of the properties that have sold in the last year, where the values are much higher than what they have been in the past, does that have a large effect on the overall assessment values or a minor effect?
Like I mentioned before, we are doing our sales ratio study, and if that indicates that we are below full and true market value, we have to raise the values. And one of the things for an Alaskan, similar to other remote communities, there's just really limited housing available, which eventually bids up the price. And that's why I agree with lots of property owners when they're not happy that the values are going up, but it's just limited housing market, and people are willing to pay a lot of money for the one house that's on the market. But again, if our sales ratio studies indicate and the houses are selling for more, we are adjusting values, and eventually, yes, the values are going up, and they probably will keep going up for foreseeable future.
Thank you.
Thank you for those comments, and hopefully the community will understand a little bit more about how we get our appraisals and taxes. The next, I've got Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have no questions at this time.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Councilman Gregory.
Oh, nothing for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Next, I've got Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. I think Alaska statute states that the assessment has to be within 90 to 120% of the appraised value. Is that correct?
It says it has to be 100% full actual value. There is, officially it says 100%. There is one section which says that it has to be between 90 to 110%, but that's not the Alaska state law.
Thank you. So that, with the lack of housing in this community, is a direct correlation to the property taxes going up. And the only way we can resolve that is to be able to build more houses. And hopefully that will have a direct reflection on reducing the property taxes.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next we've got Councilman Tungle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this electronic filing, is it being used somewhere else, and how does it work? Is it working good?
It's working really well, and there are several communities in Alaska that are using it. You know, I didn't check right before the meeting, but Martin's, you can chime in here if you want, but I think there's 9 or 10 communities using CAMA right now, Alaska, from the Alaska CAMA company.
With the internet we got, I was...
Yes, I don't know the...
How is that going to work out?
Oh. I don't know the exact number, but we are using the same software for City of Yakutat, Petersburg, Nome, Dillingham. I think those are the only ones. Yes, four of them. And Yakutat is one of them, but I did also the data entry, and it's been working great. Everybody are happy. We have not had any issues so far. It's been working really well.
And I will add that our vendor, it's called the Alaska CAMA Company, and their representative, Henry Robinson, is very, very responsive. He will customize any report I need, fixes anything just immediately that we need, and so we're really happy with the product and the service so far.
Do we need to have a high-speed internet to do all this, or...
No, because the database will actually live on our servers here once it's transferred. Right now, it's living on the server in Anchorage at the Appraisal Company of Alaska. Because of our slow internet, it's living there until we hired or contracted with Appraisal Company of Alaska to do a lot of the data input and to upload all of the files to, you know, each parcel record and all of that. And so the database is presently living on their servers. And as soon as we certify our tax roll tonight, then and they make all the final changes, then we're going to transfer it out here. So it's actually going to live on our servers in Alaska. So internet speed won't be an issue.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Coleman?
Yes, thank you. I don't have any questions or comment.
Okay, thank you. Are there any city clerk? Has anyone signed up to speak to this resolution?
They have not.
No.
Nope.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for being on there to answer our questions and concerns on the assessment process. This time I'll call for a roll call vote on resolution 2021-29 as amended.
Yes, sir. Ms. Coleman.
Yes.
Mr. Gregory.
Aye.
Mr. Nicholson.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Mr. Tungle.
Yes.
And Mr. Bell.
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 6 yes and 0 no, resolution 2021-29 as amended has been approved. Next item is resolution 2021-30, establishing the rate of levy on assessed property within the city of Unalaska for fiscal year 2021. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution?
Move to adopt resolution 2021-30.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Robinson. I'll turn over to City Manager to introduce this resolution.
Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and pass it along to the City Clerk once again. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. City Code dictates that Council shall annually, by resolution, establish the rate of levy on assessed property in the city. And you need to do that each year by June 15th. Adoption of this resolution will accomplish that objective for FY22 at 10.5 mils. Council can adjust the mill rate annually, but the mill rate has been at 10.5 mils for the last 13 years, the last time being adjusted in fiscal year 09. Staff is not suggesting an adjustment of the mill rate for FY22, and we recommend adoption of resolution 2021-30.
Okay, thank you. Now, at this time, I'll call on Councilman Nicholson for comments on this resolution.
No comments at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. I'm supportive of keeping status quo at 10.5 mils. I know, as we just got through talking about, is property values go up, so will the taxes on that. So hopefully that will continue to coverage what we need as far as our expenses for the city. So tackle that each year as it comes across. But I think I will support the 10.5.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Next, I've got Councilman Tungle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be in full support of this with a 10.5 mil rate. Keeping it up on that rate, I think that's a good rate for our people in here. So I'll be in full support of this.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you. I'll support this also. Took me 2 whole years to finally get that passed back in 2009, but I was finally able to convince the council of it, dropping it from 14.8 to the current rate.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next, I've got Councilman Bell.
I'm going to be in support of this as written. I'm definitely not in favor of any raises in this, and with a certain amount of uncertainty in what our budget's going to look like and what our income's going to look like over the next year, I think we're prudent to stay at the 10.5. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. I'll call on Councilman Gregory.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm in favor of the mill rate of 10.5, so I'll be in support of the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. This time is public comment. City Clerk, anyone signed up to speak to this resolution?
No, sir.
Thank you. This time, without further debate, I'll request a roll call vote.
Certainly. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. On a vote of 6 yes and 0 no, Resolution 2021-30, establishing the rate of levy on assessed property, has been approved. Next item is a first reading of Ordinance 2021-07, adopting the fiscal year 2022 operating and capital budget for the City of Unalaska. May I have a motion and a second to schedule Ordinance 2021-07 for public hearing and second reading on May 25th?
Make a motion to set Ordinance number 2021-07 to second reading and adoption on May 25th.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Robinson and seconded by Councilman Tungo to approve Ordinance 2021-07. I'll turn it over to City Manager at this time for further comment.
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. We have been in this budget development process since January, and since then, Council has been discussing all of the components that make up this budget, including a meeting that reviewed this budget document as a whole last month. I would like to thank the hard work of staff who worked to develop this budget and that meets Council's budget goals, and we recommend approval. The finance director needed to leave the island unexpectedly, so we are thankful that Jim Sharp is on the line and able to fill in this evening. I will turn it over to him to review some of the additional points that are before you tonight, and we are happy to work to address any of the last minute or outstanding questions that you might have.
Good evening, and thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council, for the opportunity to speak to you this evening. And to piggyback on Aaron's comments there just a moment ago, in the memo, it says that the budget process is a critical piece of the fiscal sustainability of the city. And, you know, I'm just making some notes and just thinking of all of the things that we've gone through since January to get to this point, and this is really the culmination. Going through budget goals, revenue projections, meetings with various staff and department directors, presenting a draft to council and getting some feedback, presenting community supports and grants for our community, drafting and the time the planning has spent on the CMMP and getting that approved. And then the school budgets is another integral part of the budget. So what you have before you tonight really has just a couple of small changes from the last time you were able to take a look at the budget, and specifically the surplus that was before you on April 12th was $223,740. Today, the general fund operating surplus is at $267,429. That change is a result of council's decision to reclassify an amount for the Visitors Bureau from the general fund to the bed tax fund, which increased the surplus on the general fund side, but created a need to appropriate fund balance on the bed tax fund side. And the other element I wanted to mention, with the adoption of Ordinance 2021-09, the $300,000 for the Pyramid Water Treatment Plant Chlorine Upgrade Project, that amount has been reduced from the budget that's before you now. It was originally presented as a transfer from the Water Utility Fund to capital projects, and that has been removed. So with that, I will open it up to any questions that council may have, and I will do my best to answer them. But if I'm able to, I'm confident that directors in council chamber should be able to assist as well.
Okay, thank you for that review. And I'll call on Councilman Robinson for a question or comment for you.
Yeah, yes, thank you. I've been looking at this and trying to figure out what we spend on internet and as a whole, a total amount. Where can we find that, or is that something that, or is that something that you'll have to get me off or outside of the council meeting?
If council is interested in knowing the total internet, the total internet cost, that is sprinkled throughout all of the departments, so I would not be able to rattle off that number for you right now, but we can certainly talk to our IS supervisor and get that.
Right, thank you. I am working on with a company to hopefully get broadband into rural Alaska, and those numbers would be helpful in that. Thank you. I will have more, but I'll email those.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next, I've got Councilman Gregory.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't really have any pressing questions. I just like to say thank you to the staff and their hard work in pulling all of the pieces together to present this budget, and I thank them for that. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Next, I've got Councilman Bell.
I don't have any questions at this time. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. So, the CARES Act money, the CARES Act money, so if you look at the FY21 revised budget, is that, so how does that play into all of this? Is that incorporated in the new monies as we or for each department that received it, or how does that, is that visible in here? Is it shown as FY21 revised?
No, so that was a standalone, and Jim, you can chime in. So that is not part of the general fund. That was a standalone fund, and so none of those CARES Act funds are carrying over into the following year, because we're just, frankly, we're using it up, as we should. So we're just about have that spent up. Does that answer your question? So when you're looking at the revised FY21 numbers in this draft budget, that does not include CARES Act
funds. Okay, yeah, no, that's, yeah. Yes, that does, that's, that answers that question. I mean, our expenses are exceeding our revenues. And you could basically look back at projects on that one. That's pushing us. I know we've got some big projects coming up, but, you know, that's always the story. You always have big projects coming up. So I don't know where to go with this. You can't keep, and I don't want to see a deficit budget. It's great that we have funds available to us, but it just, we can't keep going down that road. And I do want to thank, when I was going through each of the, you know, departments and divisions within each department, and the effort that's going in to meet the 3% in operations, I do want to say that I've saw some great improvements, although there are some outstanding areas that could be improved. And I know that there's some that you can't, even though they go over the 3% in operations, like you said, the insurance, you know, that go up. And I think maybe sometimes with there's another department that had some leases or some rentals that are going to go up. It seems like they went up a lot. I don't know if those could be renegotiated or what's that, or if that's just a, you know, projection. So I would rather see, I'd like to see all departments and divisions be able to meet that 3% for things that are that they can control. I know, like I said, you know, insurance, you can't, it's going to go up. Somebody else is in charge of that, but there's, I think, still some places we can improve. On that, I don't have really any other questions or comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Coleman. Next, I've got Councilman Tungo.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to thank the staff for all the hard work they put in this and work hard to meet the council goals. So thank you, and I don't have no question.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. No questions.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. I'll ask for public comments. City Clerk, anyone signed up to speak to this ordinance?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Bell?
Yeah, I just do have a quick question, Councilman Coleman. Jog my brain on this. Is the ongoing expenses for, like, any COVID response or, like, the quarantine center or anything like that, is that all in under CARES Act stuff, or is that budgeted somewhere in here? Yeah, I'm sorry for asking. It's the last
question. No, and that's a great question, and certainly something that staff is trying to figure out right now. So as I've noted, a couple of things. Short answer is no. This is this does not include any additional expenses associated with the COVID response. When we were, as you know, the current declaration of emergency locally currently expires the end of June, which coincides with the end of this fiscal year. So specifically related to CARES Act, no, this budget does not include that. We do have, we've got another staff meeting for COVID response spending tomorrow, but we are just about done with the spending of the CARES Act funds. We are looking into, and we've got some guidance now that staff is kind of picking through or needs to start picking through for the next Rescue Act. So that would likely, and so we don't have those funds yet, that would likely need to be accepted and distributed through another budget amendment similar to what council did with the CARES Act. The other component that we're contemplating, and we'll have to bring this to council here soon too. So as council remembers, you did a budget amendment within the general fund earlier this calendar year to assist with any response efforts that might be needed and couldn't be covered under the CARES Act, because as folks might remember, some of those rules for CARES Act were changing. And so at one point we thought that the CARES Act, all of those funds had to be spent by the end of last year. So now we were able to spend those funds down, but those are reaching the end. And so we have been talking with industry about the need of continuing. I think at this point moving forward, the biggest expense will be maintaining and operating that isolation site. Based on conversations that we've been having with industry, it looks like that isolation site is needed for at least a couple more months following when we were planning on hoping to kind of step that down. So it's looking like we'll need to keep that operational through the end of August. So we would need additional funds to keep that up and running. So what we'll likely do is prepare a budget amendment to present to council to bring over any of the remaining funds that we have of that budget amendment that council approved for FY21. For funding to support response efforts, bring that over into the FY22 budget, but simply just what's remaining. So we would have that to be able to use and support the isolation site. All that being said, hopefully we'll be able to use the rescue funds, to support that effort. But we don't have that those funds yet, nor do we have we dug into exactly what we could use those funds for. Long answer.
No, and thank you. Obviously, the concern is that is this either drags on longer than we anticipated, or we need to formulate a plan B if we don't get any more federal funds, so we're not getting into more budget amendments in the new fiscal year.
And like I said, we might have to do a budget amendment, but we're confident at this point. Knock on wood, nothing, that nothing more drastic might happen. But, if things continue to progress as they are, we wouldn't need any more and probably won't even need as much as, we've requested so far. But, that we would just be requesting to bring forward likely what council has already adopted, and we can dig into a little bit more and try to refine that, but that's what we're working on now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Be no further comments from the council or questions, and no public comments. So I'll call for a roll call vote on the motion to schedule ordinance 2021-07 for public hearing and second reading on May 25th.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
No.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
And Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Thank you. And on a vote, roll call vote of five yes and one nay, the ordinance 2021-07 is scheduled for public hearing and second reading on May 25th. Been approved. Our next item is I'd like to call a 5 minute or more break. Take a break here and we'll get on to these next items. So with that, it's 7:20. We'll be back here at 7:25. Thank you. All right, we'll call the Unalaska City Council meeting back to order at 7:27. And we're on the next item. Is the first reading 5, amending Chapter 6.52 of the Unalaska Code of Ordinance to adopt a reference, the 2021 Alaska Remote Sellers Sales Tax Code, to amend Chapter 6.40 to amend definitions, eliminate interest on tax refunds, and establish a penalty for late filing of sales tax returns, and amend Chapter 9.04030 to adopt a new exemption from the business license ordinance for remote sellers who register with the Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Commission. May I have a motion and a second to schedule Ordinance 2021-05 for public hearing and second reading on May 25th.
I'll move to schedule ordinance number 2021-05 to public hearing and second reading on May 25th.
Second.
And moved by Councilman Robinson and second by Councilman Coleman to move to second reading ordinance 2021-05. Turn this over to the city manager for introductions.
All right. Thank you, Mayor and Council. Our city clerk has been very hard at work with this and in partnership with our city attorney. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it along to Madam Clerk.
Thank you. So, Mayor and Council, as you all know, the city of Unalaska joined the Alaska Remote Seller Sales Tax Commission and in the past have adopted their code by reference. And our agreement with the commission obligates the city to adopt updates to that remote seller's sales tax code. So this ordinance will accomplish that objective, adopting it by reference, and it will also amend various sections of our code of ordinances so that local sellers and remote sellers are treated substantially the same. The ordinance also adds an exemption in Title IX from obtaining a business license for remote sellers. That's in line with the remote seller sales tax code. Our city attorney, Brooks Chandler, was heavily involved with the commission in their code update and commented on the changes that they were proposing before the commission adopted it. And Brooks also prepared the ordinance and a related memo that was in your council packet. The city attorney didn't perceive any significant downside for Unalaska in the changes adopted by the commission or the resulting changes in our own code. And we do recommend adoption of Ordinance 2021-05.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'll go through the council for discussions, and I'll call on Councilman Gregory.
I sent him a request.
Okay. I think I'm unmuted now.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't have any real questions. I'm just glad to see that we're continuing to tweak this program, and I think it'll be good for Alaska. So I intend to vote in favor. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Gregory. Next, I've got Councilman Bell.
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Next, I've got Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you. It's good to see this finally taking off. I do want to the public that this is, you know, the online sales tax was not brought by this council, but it was due to a Supreme Court case that required it. So that's what we're following, just for the public's information, because I still hear people question that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Robinson. Next, I got Councilman Nicholson.
I will be in support of this ordinance, and I have no other questions.
Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. Next, I've got Councilman Tungle.
Oh, thank you. No question, no comment.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Next, I've got Councilman Coleman.
Yes, thank you. I don't have any questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there public comments? Anyone signed up to speak to this ordinance?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. This time I'll request a roll call vote.
Certainly, sir. Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
And Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. And a roll call vote of 6-0 in favor of the ordinance, and motion to schedule the ordinance 2021-05 for public hearing and second reading on May 25th has been approved. Next, I've got resolution 2021-31, accepting the resignation of council member David Gregory and declaring council seat CCD vacant effective May 26, 2021. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2021-31?
Move to adopt resolution 2021-31.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Bell. I'll turn this over to the city manager.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm going to go ahead and pass this along to Madam Clerk. She's doing an awesome job tonight.
Talkie. So, as you all know, Councilmember Gregory has submitted his resignation of his council seat, stating his last meeting will be May 25th. Code states that the office of City Council is vacant when the person elected resigns, the resignation is accepted by Council, and upon a declaration of vacancy by the Council. So adoption of this resolution will meet those requirements contained in code to declare a vacancy. Staff recommends that you adopt this resolution and also that you direct the city manager to assign staff, likely me, to advertise the vacancy for Council Seat D, to accept letters of interest through 10 a.m. on Friday, June 4th, from persons who desire to be appointed to Council Seat D, and to invite such interested persons to the council meeting to be held on June 8th. 2021 at 6 p.m., at which time we'll ask Council to interview those persons as you wish and make an appointment to fill the vacancy. This is the process that was followed not long ago when Councilmember Fitch resigned midterm. So the qualifications for a person appointed to fill a vacancy to the council are the same as the qualifications for anyone who wants to declare candidacy and run on the ballot, and that is that they must be a voter registered in the city who's resided in the city for no less than 12 consecutive months immediately prior to the time of submission of their candidacy. Any appointee to this seat will serve until the October 5 general election, and that's because the appointment's going to be more than 60 days from that election. So they'll just serve for a number of months, I guess, get their feet wet and see if they like it and whether they would like to have their name added to the ballot. And I'll try to answer any questions that you have, but we recommend adoption, and I also recommend that directive that we talked about.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Gregory's asked me to read this his resignation letter. It's submitted just a couple of days ago. After much thought and reflection, I've come to the conclusion I need to relocate to Anchorage in order to be closer to my elderly mother. To that end, the City Council meeting of May 25th will be my last as a member of the City Council. I very much enjoyed my time serving as a member of the Onalaska City Council. I feel privileged and humbled to have had the opportunity to serve the community that I love so much and will continue to call my home. I'm sorry to have leave without completing a term. The Onalaska voters elected me to. Take my responsibility as a council member seriously and wish the circumstances would allow me to stay. Unfortunately, this is not the case. Again, I have very much enjoyed serving the community of Onalaska and can assure you that I'll be back often to visit and enjoy all that Onalaska has to offer. David M. Gregory. Yeah, it's going to be missing Dave at the council, but I understand he's need to be with his family, and appreciate all the work that you've been doing, Dave, Mr. Gregory, for the city of Onalaska. Councilman Robinson.
Yes, thank you, Dave. It's been great serving with you. You know, a sound, stable voice that for the community. And just wish you luck in your future endeavors. And I'm still curious of what your next retirement's going to be from. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Councilman Tungo.
Yep. Well, I'll be looking forward still on your last meeting on the 25th. So, yeah, it's been a great honor sitting here next to you. Through all my my years on the council, and I've always asked for you know, a lot of guidance, especially when I first got started on the council, and you've given me a lot of good advice, and I sure appreciate that, and I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing a lot of each other again. So, I good luck on your next endeavor, and happy you get to spend some time with family, especially with your mom. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Coleman?
Yes, thank you. I just want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Gregory for his service, especially this last year. It's been really challenging. So lots of meetings and lots of long ones. So I know that you appreciate your dedication. It was noticeable how much you contributed to all the discussions. So thank you again.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Bell.
Well, since Dave's on the phone, we can tell him there's not a dry eye in the room. Seriously, Dave, we appreciate that you've served on the council for quite a few years, and we appreciate your service to this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Nicholson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Gregory, it has been an honor working with you on the council, and you're going to be missed on the council. And, you know, family comes first, and good thing that you want to be with your family. Thank you for your service.
Great. Thank you, Councilman Nicholson. So with that being said, thank you very much again, Mr. Gregory, for your service to this community. And is there any public comment, City Clerk?
Yes, Mr. Frank Kelty has requested to speak, and I have unmuted him.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good evening, Mayor and members of the council. For the record, my name is Frank Kelty, and I just wanted to thank David Gregory for his service on the city council. We worked together for many years. We didn't always agree on everything, but pretty much most of the time. But he did a great job on the council for many years. He worked for years on the Alaska City School Board, worked in the Lions Club, was my second baseman on the softball team for many years, did a great job there as well. And Dave, it's a big loss in Alaska. You've been an integral part of this community for many years, and we wish you all the luck and hope your mother's health improves on your move to Anchorage. My best to you and your family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Good. Councilman Gregory?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody for those kind words. It is bittersweet that I have to leave Alaska, but as the player said, family does come first. I certainly will not be a stranger to Alaska. I've appreciated serving with all my fellow council members, past and present, to the city's administrations and city workers and such. It's been my privilege to have served. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Great, thank you. With that, I'll call a roll call vote on resolution 2021-31.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
I'm contemplating on voting no, but yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory, what's your vote?
I will be aye.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. On a vote of 6-0, 6 yes and 0 no's, the resolution 2021-31 has been approved. And look forward to seeing you summer here, Dave, when you get back after taking care of family and visiting, come back and go fishing.
Yeah, well, I'll probably be back sometime next week, and I'll be there for the meeting on the 25th as well. Thank you.
Okay, great. The last item on the regular agenda is approved travel
for council. May I interrupt? Do you want to take care of this directive now, or do you want to do that later? Would you like to take care of the related directive now, or do you want to do it later? That's on the screen. I just thought while you were talking about it, you might want to.
I'll do it now.
I just didn't want it to be forgotten.
Need a council directive to, in relation to this resolution we just passed, vacancy. Need a motion and a second.
I will make a motion to direct the city manager to assign staff to advertise a vacancy for city council seat D, to accept letters of interest through 10 a.m. Friday, June 4th, 2021, for persons who desire to be appointed to city council seat D, and to invite such interested persons to the council meeting to be held on June 8th, 2021, at 6 p.m., at which time the council will make the appointment to fill the vacancy.
Second.
I have a motion, a directive moved by Councilman Robinson, seconded by Councilman Tungle. Need a roll call vote, please.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Nicholson?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. On a vote of 6 yes and 0 no's, the directive to the city manager have been approved regarding the vacancy of Councilman Gregory. All right. The last item on the regular agenda is approve the travel for Councilmember Robinson to the Alaska Municipal League Board meeting. We have a motion and a second to approve the travel of Councilmember Robinson to the AML Board meeting.
I make a motion to approve Councilmember Vice Mayor Dennis Robinson to attend the AML Board of Directors meeting on May 24th in Anchorage.
Second.
Been moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Bell. Roll call.
Mr. Nicholson, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
And Mr. Gregory?
Aye.
Thank you. On a vote of 6 yes and 0 no's, the approval for travel for Councilman Robinson to the AML board meeting has been approved. Are there any council? Our next item is a council directives to the city manager. Are there any? Mm-hmm. Okay. The next item is item 13, community input and announcements. Last chance for people to provide information to the council or to make announcements of interest to the community. Does anyone present wish to speak? Yeah. Councilman Tungle?
Is it graduation this weekend for city and Alaska City? So, graduation Saturday, huh? Is it going to be live on Channel 8 or is it in person? Anybody knows?
I heard that it will be live on Channel 8 and family members are invited, small groups, and then there will be a graduation on Saturday. Any further announcements? Councilman Robinson?
Yes, thank you, and congratulations to the class of 2021, I'm sorry. I wish them the best. Again, I announced it last night, but the Supreme Court has ruled that it is not unconstitutional to collect the resource landing tax for the state of Alaska, so we'll see where that goes. I'm really happy for that ruling, so thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on both items. Class of 2021, congratulations. City Clerk, are there any written comments or
no, Zoom? Sir. No.
Telephone, okay, thank you. Well, we've went through another one here, and thank you very much. Council, and good luck. We'll see you when you get here, Councilman Gregory. At this time, having completed all items on the agenda, this meeting is adjourned at 7:50 p.m.
All right, thank you.
Good evening. Good night, Alaska.